If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. Before getting to Syria, the House will vote on a bill to require individuals to verify their income before receiving subsidies to purchase health insurance under Obamacare. Boehner is taking heat from conservative lawmakers who aren't too keen on his plan to defund Obamacare. Under the proposal, which has yet to be formally unveiled, the House would vote on a bill to fund the federal government beyond the end of this month when current funding expires. The continuing resolution would be clean, meaning that it would include funding for Obamacare, but the House would also vote on a side resolution to defund Obamacare. The Senate would then be forced to vote on both measures. Conservatives say that the Senate will simply pass the clean CR while dumping the separate Obamacare defunding bill in the trash. While that scenario is likely to play out, Boehner says he and his colleagues are committed to helping conservatives block the law from taking effect.
It will bankrupt us and ruin the best health care delivery system the world has ever known.
Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Welcome to Women Patriots. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, and, you know, there's just so much going on in the news, but tonight we're going to take some time, actually, to remember the events of 9/11/01, when we were viciously attacked here on our homeland by extreme Islamic terrorists. And so if you have memories that you want to share, keep listening, give us a call. Number 718-305-7176. But I'm going to start off reading a letter that I got in my inbox today from my senator concerning this Syrian situation, which Obama now has backed off on because he knows, for one, he doesn't have the votes, so he's going to look really stupid if he tries to get Congress approval, and he's not going to have it. But also Russians have come up with a plan, which, if they would follow through with, would be a great plan. However, I have not the tendency to trust the Russians for anything. So, with that being said, this is sent to me from Senator Dan Coats of Indiana, and it's called Why I Oppose a Strike on Syria. After several briefings with administration officials and military leaders, gathering input from Hoosiers, that's us, Hoosiers, and hearing today directly from President Obama, I do not believe a targeted, limited military strike on Syria is in the direct national security interests of the United States. Therefore, I do not support a resolution authorizing the president to take military action in Syria. There is no doubt that the Assad regime used long-banned chemical weapons to murder its own people. This horrific act demands a worldwide response of condemnation. However, the president has not justified his request to engage the United States military in Syria. As a result of Russia's recent proposal to work with the United Nations to secure and destroy the Syrian stockpile of chemical weapons, the president announced today that he would like to delay a vote on Syria resolution and give diplomacy another chance. Reaching agreement at the United Nations is one thing, but trusting that Syria and Russia will abide by the terms is another matter. Additionally, there remain numerous challenges for the United Nations to secure and destroy these chemical weapons in the midst of a civil war. This accidental diplomacy should not be mistaken for a credible plan. The president's failure to lead over the past 5 years and communicate a vision for the Middle East region threatens the credibility of our country. To maintain America's strength and integrity in the world, the president must demonstrate that any U.S. military action in the Middle East is related to a direct national security threat and part of a long-term strategic plan, which the administration has yet to define. That, ladies and gentlemen, is my fine senator from the state of Indiana, Senator Dan Coats, who I could not agree with more. We have no end point. We have no national security interest. We can't just go around the world willy-nilly and start bombing people because we don't like the way they treat their people. I mean, that's not what we do. That's not what we've ever done. And you might argue that, you know, Bush and Iraq, but you would be wrong because Iraq was in direct violation of the United Nations and had been for like 3 or more years. And the United Nations had said that they would take action, which they did not. And there was also threats coming from intelligence from Russia, which is, again, you know, how much do you trust Russia? I don't know. But that's what our president was dealing with. And Congress did approve that venture. Big difference between that and what's going on with Obama. And I can't believe I heard somebody actually say that they had to support the president or he would look bad. It's like, I don't care. He already looks bad. He's already a laughing stock, except among those liberals that populate our country. And with that, hey, Barbara.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
You know,
I'm okay.
This president is a joke, as we know, and, you know, it's really getting worse by the minute because things are changing. We know that the rest of the country is just laughing at Obama chasing his tail because that's all he's doing. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If he, at this point in time, I believe that if Obama does anything, he's done. He will definitely
stop. I could hope.
Because there's so many different reasons for this to be happening. You know, you're right. Why didn't this happen 2 years ago when it first started? And, you know, I was listening to C-SPAN today, and I got to tell you, they're making a mockery out of it. Because John Kerry gets tongue-tied because he doesn't know how to answer. He doesn't know what to say.
That's because they don't have an answer. Because
exactly.
It's not a well-thought-out plan.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, what are they, you know, because Obama drew this red line, which he said in Europe he didn't draw the red line, but anybody can go look on YouTube and see where he drew the red line. Now he's got to do something. And this is the same administration, Barbara, that we are almost a year later from the day that the attack happened in Benghazi. And they still have not brought to justice the people that committed that act. But we know what's going on in Syria after just a few days or a week. And we have this great plan. Yeah. Right.
Actually, I heard yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that somebody in ABC was actually asking Obama hard questions. Like,
yeah, I've seen that.
You know,
amazing.
Hey, about time they start asking questions. They should have done this 5 years ago. We probably wouldn't be in this situation today because he never would have been reelected.
No, he would have been elected the first time if they'd asked him any questions.
Exactly.
What his favorite color was. But again, then, they were all in on this, the media is quite in on this plan to fundamentally change America, as you can tell by their reporting and a lot of the shows that even are on TV and have been on TV for many years. So it's just making me just, you know, I'm just almost ill because I'm looking at a picture right now of more than 10 ships and an unknown number of Russian submarines are now in the Mediterranean waters, amassing a presence for the first time since the dissolution of the 5th Military Fleet of the Soviet Union in 1992. Great. We have, I think, 3 ships there of our military men, and there's all these Russian ships. And literally, Does he want to start World War III? That is the question people need to be asking, and that is the question we need answers to, because what is he going to do? Oh, he's going to make an itty-bitty strike. This is what Don Kerry said. It's an itty-bitty precision strike. Really? Really? And it's going to accomplish what? Yeah, go on.
Hagel even said today that by doing this, if they go in, that it is an act of war.
Well, it is an act of war. You can't just go in and shoot in another country for no reason.
Right.
You know, if they had bombed...
Obama is presenting to the people that it's not an act of war.
Oh, it is an act of war. How can you drop a bomb on a country and not say it's an act of war? You know...
They don't have a plan. They don't want to take Assad out, supposedly.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's just going to go in and scare him and say, don't do that again? Really?
Yeah, and
we're back to
these Russian ships that are right there. Why are these Russian ships there, and who are they going to fire at?
Right. And look, when Bill Clinton was president, we had terrorist attacks that we never, that we heard of, like the USS Cole, for example, one, and we never retaliated at that, and I don't think Clinton ever planned on it. And then, you know, years go by, and because even when Clinton was president, there was attempts at bombing at the World Trade Center, and nothing was ever done. And then we had the World Trade Center on 9/11, and that was, thank God. Now, I'm not glad, oh, God, that didn't sound right. It was an absolute tragedy, yes, but I'm grateful that we had President Bush as the president, because he said, screw you, we're coming after you.
Right. And he led. He led, Barbara. He made decisions, and he stood by them. Whether you agree with them or not, he showed true leadership by taking that responsibility. And we don't have that now. We don't have somebody to actually stand up and be a man.
Right. And so often I say, if somebody punches me in the face, do you think I'm going to like go home and cry to my mommy? No. I'm going to come out swinging.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, conservativenationmedia.com is growing, and we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to America by Design, Sunday evenings at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, immediately following Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael Smith on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week, since we'll be making some big changes, and we're just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6, 5 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. But I am just looking at these pictures of these Russian ships and thinking, what is our president thinking, and how could anybody vote with him? And I know this is why he's postponed the vote, because he doesn't have the votes he needs to authorize this military strike. And you were talking about the act of war, Barbara. When they attacked our embassy, not our embassy, but our consulate in Benghazi, that was an act of war, and we did nothing in return, because we don't have a leader. And he wanted more than anything to play his politics and win his election, so he had to play down the Al-Qaeda link, the terrorist link, the utter chaos of the Arab world in order to win his election, and the media played right along with him. And that is one of the reasons we're in the situation we are now. And I can't blame the media enough. They are culprits in this whole administration and in this whole downfall of our country, just by remaining silent when they should be speaking out. Very, very frustrating, and very, very kind of sad, actually, too. Makes me a little bit sad to see this happening in our country. So.
Okay, I'm really excited. I'm sorry.
Okay. What you got?
I just checked my email, and I was telling you earlier about me writing for Watchdog
mm-hmm.
Wire.
Mm-hmm.
It was just published. So I'm really excited.
Awesome. That's neat. Congratulations, Barbara.
Well, thank you. So now I got to send you that, everybody.
Now we have an author also on our program. So if you want to call and talk to Barbara Buffing, writer, talk show host, 718-305-7176. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a range of pep talkers standing by. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and find free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of the Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
And you're listening to the Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. Number is 718-305-7176. Join us in the discussion. And with this momentous day coming up here, actually in just a few hours, it will be 9/11. And there is something loud and proud happening in America as we speak. And I saw actually a video off of YouTube where someone was actually filming some of these bikers that are heading for Washington, D.C. So, and if you haven't heard about it, it's called 2 Million Bikers. I doubt that they'll have 2 million, but there's going to be an awful lot of them. I think last count somebody was saying about 800,000, but that's not, you know, who knows? We'll see what shows up. And this was proposed because the Muslims were going to have a Muslim march on 9/11, slap face, slap face, slap face, because they're being mistreated in our country. Well, if anybody out there knows what's really happening in our country, this administration, again, has bent over backwards to try to accommodate the religion of Islam, not only in our schools, but in public, while persecuting Christians and removing chaplains and arresting priests praying on sidewalks and multiple other things. And it's just a slap in the face that they would even think of picking this day to march on our national capital and not expect something to happen in response. Well, what we have is we have writers, right, Barbara?
Yeah, man. And I've been seeing them, and they're like all over. I'm so jealous that I'm not there, but I have an interview tomorrow. Otherwise, I would have been sitting here.
Oh, you could have gave us the inside scoop. You could have been rolling down the highway. I'm here.
Well, I got
to say, awesome.
You know, this is my thought. I've got an interview. The interview is at 9:45 in the morning, and I'm really thinking of, after the interview, just getting on my bike and heading north.
Yeah. Tempting,
I mean,
isn't it?
I'll probably be by myself, but I'd be riding.
You'd be riding, and when you got there, you wouldn't be by yourself because since they were denied a permit to ride through the city, they're going to have to be stopping at stoplights. So they're going to be tying up traffic in Washington, D.C. all day tomorrow.
Actually, now that you mention that, they did not get the ride-through permit. However, it was just a report out short time ago that the police are helping. So, because the National Park Service denied them the permission, police just contacted us. They are willing to try to help with our route. DC Police, thank you all. This is Twitchy actually picked this up.
Great.
So that'll
make it even more awesome because, you know, I was watching that small portion of that video of them going down the highway and all the cars are honking their horns and just the noise level.
Yeah,
and the police were running their sirens, you know, so it was just watching these great Americans was just awesome. And if some of you don't know, there's a lot of these bikers, different groups of these bikers. They go to military funerals. I think they're retired military personnel. And they have a whole bunch of different groups of riders out there that show respect still to our young servicemen who lose their lives and do a lot of good things across the country. So this ought to be pretty exciting. I'm waiting to see if the news covers it.
I know, right? That would be interesting. But actually,
I say they gotta have to. Don't they? They have to because it's gonna be loud. Well, I don't know. You know, they didn't cover the 500,000 pro-lifers marching in Washington. So who knows?
Well, yeah, you know, they're really not gonna have a choice because not actually yesterday. I read it somewhere that Obama decided that he was going to speak at the event tomorrow.
Event?
The 9/11 memorial. And and this is really cool, special operations. They have a group as well. They've decided that the bikers didn't get a permit, so Special Operations, SOS, Special Operations Services, they are inviting the bikers to their event on the front lawn.
Oh, yeah, I did call that.
That is just patriots being patriots. I think it's just overwhelmingly exciting that they're doing this.
Absolutely.
And I'm just so depressed that I can't be there.
You're missing out.
I was making plans with one of my friends, and I got this job interview, and at first I was like, dude, I can't do this interview. Are you kidding me? It's 9/11. And then I was like, oh, I just have to. I can't. No, I need a job.
Right. And putting food on your table and keeping your house over your roof actually have to take precedence as far as over this other non-paying event. So
yeah, and I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I'll tell you what, for the stuff that I usually get, I spent $30 more than normal. Because the prices of everything's gone up. It's ridiculous. Right. It's almost $4 for a gallon of milk.
Oh yeah, and get used to it because that's Obama's America. You know, tax and regulate everybody to bits, and the prices are going to go up at the grocery store. And plus, they had to, you know, droughts and different things going on, but a lot of it is just the policies of this administration and the EPA and the regulations they're putting on the farmers. And, they're cracking down on people selling milk, unpasteurized milk, and different things like that, things that should be allowed. You know, if I want to go buy some milk from the Amish, I should be allowed to do that. That's my choice as an American. But they're cracking down on these people because it's not good for you.
Right.
Like the, you know, genetically modified stuff is. But yeah, and you're going to see that. You're going to see the increases in the grocery store. The gas prices go up, so it's costing more to transport. All of it is a direct result of this president's policies. And unfortunately, people had a fit when gas prices were so high under Bush, but they're like at least double or triple what we were under Bush, and you don't hear a peep out of the media about the gas prices or food prices or anything else, you know. Supposedly good numbers on the employment, and yet most of those jobs are part-time, and the middle class is shrinking, but you don't hear about any of that, you know, on the media. But that's reality. Reality is not good in most parts of America right now. People are struggling. Our numbers, like people getting free food and help with their lunches here, especially in our school district, is up over 60%. That's an awful high number of children that are having to have assistance with food from school. We should be thriving right now. You know, this many years after the crisis in 2008, which, by the way, if you're listening, was the direct result of Democratic policies, and the Democrats had control when these policies were implemented, and the Democrats refused to rein in Freddie and Fannie. They caused the crisis, and the morons in this country put them right back in to solve the crisis. And look what we have 6 years later. We're still slumping because they do not know how to create money. They know how to create debt. They know how to create dependency. But they do not know how to create money. And it's a direct result of the Obama policy. We're coming up on 30 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. Our number to call is 718-305-7176. We do want to hear from you. If you got stories from 9/11 coming up, let's talk about a little bit about what we were doing on that day 12 years ago. But conservativenationmedia.com is proud to be associated with the most effective identity, security, and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques, outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To predict your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. The network may not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary. But that's conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the LifeLock banner.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Real women, real ladies with real smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. We do conservatism right.
And this is Brenda Ward, host of Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. We are changing our name. And the number to call still is 718-305-7176, and we'd love to hear from you. Reflection, Barbara, on what we were doing back 12 years ago. And to know that there's a whole generation of children out there that are at least a decade old that were not alive during that event. And it's history to them. But reality to so many of us that watched it in horror as it unfolded on our television sets or wherever we may have been that day. I know I was up in my room reading, and it came on, and then I was just like glued to the television. I just couldn't hardly believe, you know, what I was seeing, the scenes from a movie there in New York with the billowing black smoke and people running for their lives and the eerie sound of the alarms going off from the first responders, from the police officers' uniforms that signified that there were men down. Just horribly surreal and horribly tragic. And we must never, ever forget who perpetuated this attack. And it wasn't Osama bin Laden only. It was Al-Qaeda. It was extreme Islamic terrorists. And these people are still out there, and they're still trying to hurt us today. And we need to remember and never, ever forget. And not only that day, but the horror from 1 year ago when our own ambassador's last communication to the man in Tripoli was, "We're under attack." A planned terrorist attack where armed gunmen came in, and we still don't know for sure how he died because there are reports that there were horrible things done to him. Of course, the government won't let the CIA witnesses or the other witnesses speak to Congress about it. Now, you know when they're silencing the witnesses that there's something going on that we should know. But this was a pre-planned terrorist attack that killed not only our ambassador, but also three other brave men who died trying to save the other people who died waiting for their backup to come, and their backup was told to stand down. And again, this would happen on 9/11. It doesn't take a genius to figure out it was a terrorist attack. It did take our president more than a month, I think, to actually admit that fact, despite what Candy Crawley says from CNN on her debate, where she tried to be smart and cute and distorted the facts for the American people. Once again, the media. 9/11, never forget. Benghazi, never forget. We must never, ever forget. And with that, Barbara, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, thanks. I will never forget either. I worked for American Airlines on that day. I was in a class, a training class within the company. And I remember sitting there in the classroom, and one of the instructors kind of, she was a little shook up at first, and then she came back in the classroom and said that at the very first report were that it was a small aircraft that hit the World Trade Center. So we're all like, you know, like, oh my God. And we're sitting there, and then here it got hit again. And I jumped out of my seat and said, "We're under attack. Oh my God." And we had this huge TV in the break room, and I was watching it and hearing about the Pentagon, and then the other flight, I think it was flight 93, the one that went down in Shanksville.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a horror, and I could not take my eyes off the TV either. And during that day, during that time, as we're listening, we found out that the call from Flight 11 came into our office, the reservation office, and the girl that took the call, we had an emergency button. She pressed the emergency button, so the call immediately was being recorded. And the girl that was on the phone heard the crash.
Mm.
So pretty horrifying. And just knowing that one of my coworkers took that call, and my office, because we were all very friendly. And then because I'm who I am, I was pretty friendly with pretty much everybody. And finding out more and more about what happened, it was devastating. But we were all told that we had to go back on the phone, and then we were able to leave shortly thereafter. So when we left, of course, I came home, and I just kept the TV on for days. My husband finally, after about a week or so, my husband said, "That's it, you're not watching this anymore." Because it just kept going on and on about watching the planes crash into the building. And I really, it still gets me. And a day or two after, when we were back at work, planes didn't fly for like 3 days. But I was in this department with the promotions department, and it was the seniors that would call. And we knew a lot of our seniors that we spoke to on like a weekly or monthly basis. We knew they were on the flight. A lot of them left out of Boston. We grabbed the flight list before it was pulled, so we had an early flight list. But just people were calling, and they were crying on the phone with us because of such a horrible time. And it was amazing how compassionate, I guess, how people really can be. that they're caring. So like I said, there was a lot of people that were on the phone crying with us. And a week later, customers were calling like nothing happened. What took you so long to answer the phone? And they were just like really snotty. And it was just like, oh my God, couldn't deal with it. So, of course, with a lot of things going on, the promotions department that I was in was going to be closing. And I took an early layoff package because I just didn't want to do it anymore. I couldn't. So in 2002, I left American Airlines. But it was really, you know, and people can really suck. But for the most part, people were good. They had, you know, one of the girls that I used to work with earlier posted on Facebook about that tragic moment, because she doesn't work for American either. And we think of each other. I still have, they gave us a ribbon, and I still have it. I wear it every year. I have the T-shirt, Americans United, and I wear that every year.
Barbara, how does it affect you when you hear these people trying to say those planes didn't really go down, that they were military jets and that kind of thing? What do you think of when they say that?
Well, first of all, I think they're out of their ever-loving mind, for one thing, and there are people out there, and I know there are because it gets my skin crawling every time I hear people saying it's a conspiracy, it was the government that did it. First of all, from where I used to work, somebody said, oh, well, you don't want to know my opinion about 9/11. I'm like, oh, you think that it was our government? And I was like, that's it. I'm done with him. And I can't even fathom that. Why would our government want to kill over 3,000 people and use our jets as missiles? That's just inconceivable. And it really gets under my skin. It gets me, I'm like sitting here with my fists clenched because that's how angry I got.
Yeah, and you were actually like a firsthand witness because the call came in where you were at.
Being on the front line working for American Airlines, and the other thing too is my family's from New York, and I knew I couldn't get up there, and I was devastated because all I wanted to do was go up and be with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrible feeling. I wanted to be with my family. And, well, we have to go to, do we need to go to break now, and then I'll get into the other part?
Okay. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. And if you have stories to share from 9/11, we're taking a part of the show to remember not only 9/11 2001, when over 3,000 souls were lost in the World Trade Center, children, men, women of all races and all nations, but also 9/11 2012, when America was again attacked. The number is 718-305-7176. There comes a time when good things have to give way to great things. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing like a Texas Longhorn, which is why Michael B. Smith now has his own show. Check out Soldier of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com. Don't be worried. He's the same Michael B. You've come to know and love, and you'll hear even more great interviews and awesome conservative commentary from our very own main man, Michael B. Smith, on Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
And you're back listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, along with Barbara Buffing, my co-host. And we're just taking a little bit of time here to ask, where were you when the world stopped turning? And the number for that is 718-305-7176. And Barbara, you had to say.
You know, in that same year, the picture of the firefighters putting the flag up, you know, and I posted it, and our flag was still there. Our flag has always been held high. And I, from the day I was born, I was patriotic because my parents were patriotic. My father served in the military, he was a firefighter. But anyway, the following month, I finally was able to get up to New York to see my family. And I went through Chicago because I had to go to Long Island. No, I went to Boston because I had to go to Long Island. And it was easier for my family to pick me up there. And that was the day that a tail got blown off of an airplane over Queens.
From the wind shear.
Supposedly.
Well, whatever, but yeah, that's the report on that one. So, yeah.
Yeah. And we'll probably never get the truth on that one either. But when I got to my family, when I got to Long Island, it was so somber. Even now when I go up, they have flags over, overpasses. It's still heart-wrenching. When I was up there in, like I said, in October of 2001, just driving around, I was driving on Sunrise Highway, which is, well, I guess a little thoroughfare there that has traffic lights from one end to the other. And the train stations are all along there. And there were so many cars that were still there that were never picked up. And they were marked because people, you know, they've been there for over a month. So they were marked. And it's just so sad still. Even when I go up there now, I still feel the loss. When I've been up there for graduation, my niece, my nephew that graduated high school, they would say they got, you know, some of the kids got a scholarship from the 9/11 fund, and that means they lost one of their parents, or both of their parents, for all I know, in 9/11.
And it's kind of a... Sad. And this is why we should never forget, because, you know, the rest of us go about our lives on a daily basis, and yet there's people, 3,000 people were lost, the impact of that, you know, and on not only the children, but the families that that impacted. We can't never forget. And this all this playing nice now with Islam, we got to play nice. And yet this is where out of this religion breeds these extremists that committed this horrific act and are still to this day killing Christians overseas and bombing in, you know, Boston, at the Boston Marathon, you know, not the great significance of the 9/11, but the same group that sponsored that terrorism. And it's just crucial for America that we don't forget who did this, and we don't ever forget the victims or their families.
And you know what really this, well, most people know that this government is on my last nerve. But listening to the hearing today with John Kerry, he actually mentioned Benghazi and said that they're still doing they're still doing investigations.
Really?
I don't believe that.
They're so competent and that they could, you know, definitely claim that Assad made this attack with those chemical weapons, but a year later they're still investigating Benghazi, really?
But you know what else they're saying is they're supporting the opposition from Assad. Now, we know the opposition is Al-Qaeda, because it was, I read it yesterday, I think, or the day before, I don't even remember anymore, 7 out of the 9 groups in their military are linked to Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah.
So right there and then, arming the enemy is treason.
Well,
and they all need to go to jail.
There is always the theory that Benghazi was a gun running to, a gun running to Syria. So, and those questions have never been fully answered. And you're absolutely right. We cannot, why would we want to back the very people that hate us and want to kill us and who are killing Christians and killing innocent citizens in Syria, just as Assad is? the time for action in Syria was before this got to the extent that it is, and that was to back the Syrian people with sanctions on the government that Obama refused to do. And now he wants to go in and shoot his missiles at some target, Lord only knows what. Absolutely nonsense. Because his pride was hurt. He's like a little kid. He reminds me of a little child in the way that he responds to criticism and the way he responds to activity. And, you know, even saying he didn't need congressional approval to fire those missiles and calling it his military. His military. No, it's the military of the United States of America, which last I checked, you know, there were 50 states in that United States of America, and one man didn't control all the power. Last time
right.
I checked.
Right, exactly.
He might think in his little mind that he controls, and the regime behind him might think in their minds that they have control, but they don't. Because this is still the United States of America, and at this point we are still a free people and have the right to our free speech and the right to get these people out of office come 2014. We need to start putting some real people in office who understand what it means to restrict the government, what
right.
it means to be free and have free enterprise, and what it means to be true capitalist. We haven't been true capitalists in this country for a very, very long time, because capitalism basically is survival of the fittest. When you let capitalism thrive, innovation flows, money flows, and we really need to get back to that. So why don't we all just take, let's take a 30-second moment of silence to remember those killed not only last year on 9/11 by the extreme Islamic faction, but also those killed back in 2001 and their families.
America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm... I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent in the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's graduation ceremony. Students, when you hear the reason or reasons for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Once you've exited, remove your cap and gown and proceed into the unknown. Too tired? Family trip? Part-time job? Helping around the house? Sick day? Starting the holidays early? Just because?
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com, 718-305-7176. Come join the conversation. And we just finished a half an hour of a memorial of the, for the 9/11 victims and some remembrance because, as we said, we must never forget. But let's start the top of the second hour talking about another great tragedy that is being inflicted on our country, you know, as we live and breathe. And that tragedy and that is called Obamacare. The latest in the drama, you know, of, oh, you won't have to change your insurance and it's not going to cost you a penny when we're all paying more already if you're middle class, America. But now we have IBM and Time Warner and General Electric. They're going to try to send all of their retirees, they're going to try to send them to an alternative insurance exchange because, you know, it's going to be cheaper for them to do that. Isn't that lovely? Obamacare, the plan that did nothing to reduce the cost of health care and everything to reduce the benefits of health care in this country. Can you believe it, Barbara? I mean, the hits just keep coming, you know. My husband actually is starting to worry because right now I am covered. He retired at the age of 55 and full pension from General Electric and full health care from General Electric that covered not only him, of course, he's Medicare now, but it's supposed to cover me till I'm 65. Well, I'm 52. So I can, you know, we're just like, okay, what is this great program going to do, you know, to the insurance coverage that I currently have through GE benefits? I may be out without health care in a little while. I don't know. Just amazing. Amazing that they didn't read this thing. They made it so big and had so many loopholes and stupid things in it that they had no clue. But we had to rush to get this bill signed.
They didn't read it.
That was the most important crisis in this country. We don't have a debt problem. Your thoughts, 718-305-7176. Go ahead, Barbara.
They didn't read it before they even signed it. And now, I don't even, you know, I was on a conference call and Senator Cruz were on there. And, gosh, I don't even remember how many pages of changes that they had.
And
different amendments to it. Another thing that Obama did that was not thought out, it was just pushed on us. Everybody, including Democrats and Harry Reid, they all know it's a train wreck, and they all know it's their way in to the socialized medicine.
Yep, national health care. Because now, let's say, well, oh, nobody has any care. We got it. Well, the government's got to provide it. It's exactly where they're going with this.
I went to my doctor the other day, and I'm really pissed because I really think it's time for me to go for a new doctor. My doctor's always said that he likes Obamacare. He thinks it's great. I'm like, really?
Really?
So, you know,
my doctors don't.
I was giving him some examples, and I told him about my family member and how he couldn't be treated because they wouldn't get paid, because even if it was some another issue, if he goes to the hospital won't get paid. So they're not going to take you for something. So my family member had a suffer in pain for quite a while. Anyway, and then...
Yeah, that's the new Medicare standard. See, the hospital gets penalized if a Medicare patient gets readmitted to the hospital within 30 days from discharge. Now, how does anybody think that's actually going to benefit the patient? How does anybody think that's going to make healthcare better? I mean, what is your reasoning? Give me a sound reason why that would make healthcare better. If your mom falls and breaks a hip after having been in the hospital for pneumonia, you know, she can't go in because they're not going to pay for it. Or she'll go in, but she won't get the good care that she had previously because they're not going to pay for it. Somebody's got to eat that cost. Yeah, go ahead.
Pick her out. They're going to take her out as soon as they can. And then when he was writing my prescription, and, you know, that's all done online now, and I have to do a mail away because of the insurance that I'm covered on. So he sends to the mail order, and he said, he goes, this also is going to the local pharmacy. And I'm like, why? He goes, so they can make sure that your prescriptions don't counteract each other. I'm like, really? Are you kidding me?
No, he's not. They are monitoring your prescriptions, and they're sending the list to the physicians so that they can double-check your medications.
Isn't that my doctor's responsibility to know that? Because I recall at one time, he looked it up to make sure that a prescription that he was going to be giving me for something did not counteract anything else. So I
not anymore.
This is bullcrap.
Yeah, not anymore. Anymore, there are so many rules and regulations. Once again, anytime the government butts its nose into anything, which has been in healthcare for a while, they implement these plans that all they do is interfere with providing the patient care and allow the insurance companies to continue to not pay and the drug companies to continue to make billions and the insurance companies continue to make billions while the patient suffers.
That's because they support Obama and friends.
Well, and it's not just Obama. I mean, this started even before him with, you know, government getting involved in HIPAA and all this other crazy
stuff. But where is that HIPAA? Where is all that privacy? If
The only privacy comes is that I will be penalized if I access records that I'm not authorized to, and then they're going to find the doctor's office money. See, they're going to penalize the doctor. But there is no privacy because your records are online, and you better believe that there's hackers out there that can get them if they want them.
Oh, yeah.
And the government's going to have them. The pharmacy's going to, you know, this is crazy. This is crazy. Crazy,
so,
insane.
The Alaskan in the chat room says, you know, there are people that go to different doctors for different things. But if I go to a specialist for something, it's my responsibility to tell that doctor what I'm on.
Yeah, unfortunately it doesn't happen. But once again, you know, we come back to the question of responsibility. Are you going to be responsible for yourself? You know, you shouldn't need a babysitter.
Are they going to prevent drug addicts from being drug addicts? I don't think
That's what they try to do.
I think drug addicts are going to still get their drugs no matter what.
They will, because they'll get them off the street.
Yep.
No matter what.
Or they'll steal them from somewhere.
The only people who are penalized by this, again, are the law-abiding citizens who take self-responsibility seriously. We are the ones penalized by the government involvement, by HIPAA, by this Obamacare, and many, many other programs. And it just, you know, there's death panels. Sarah Palin was right. They laughed at her.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's going to get to decide? The IRS.
By now.
Yeah, the most trustworthy corporate government there is, the IRS. You're over 70, you might as well forget it. Don't bother to go. Because if you have cancer or something, they're not going to treat you under Obamacare. This thing needs to be defunded, and it needs to be defunded now. And they need to scrap it and start over with something sensible, reasonable, that will actually rein in the cost of health care, not the doctors and the hospitals and the people providing that health care. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to rein in the people they know they can rein in, which are the people who are delivering the care. It's not the insurance companies, drug companies, or any of these other people. Eventually it's going to hurt. The bottom line is going to hurt the patient care, because the patients are the ones who are going to suffer for it.
Right.
I don't know any doctors who like it. So it's interesting that you have one that does. So,
I know. But the funny thing is, his nurses don't like it. Because, of course, they've got a whole heck of a lot more work to do.
Oh, of course they do. Documentation, it's all paperwork. It's all about the paperwork anymore, not the patient care.
Uh-huh.
And then there was just this study that came out, because, you know, we have all these lights for different things. We got bed alarms, we got alarms, and now people are ignoring the alarms because, you know, the alarms go off constantly in the hospital now, and it's actually hurting patients. Well, duh.
Yeah.
You know, hello. I mean, these new beds they got, I can't even put my hand on a railing because it changes the weight of the bed and the alarm starts going off. I mean, it is crazy. Some of these these newfangled, and I call them newfangled because I'm old school. I've been a nurse for way, way too long. But these buttons and gadgets and noises they make. But since we're talking about this, I'm going to go back to my Senator Dan Coats, who at the beginning of the show I read his statement on Syria, which he does not support action in. And he's introducing legislation to delay the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act, that's just funny in and of itself. Behind Syria and the economy, one of the biggest topics facing Congress this session is health care and the Affordable Care Act. Open enrollment begins October 1st, and those who don't get insurance soon will face a penalty. Indiana Senator Dan Coats introduced legislation to delay individual and employer mandates until 2015. The best shot at repealing this devastating law is to delay it and allow the American people to decide Obama's care fate in the 2014 election, Coats said in a written statement. And that is it in a bottom line. That is it in the bottom line. We can't afford this Affordable Care Act. It's not going to improve health care, and it's not going to it's going to bankrupt our country. And we, the people, those listening out there, myself, Barbara, we, the people, have to take it to the polls. We have to get this Democratic stronghold out of Washington. Out of Washington. The problem is, and it's not just the Democrats, we have some progressive Republicans that also need to grow, not for the Affordable Care Act, but for other reasons. Too much money in Washington, too much money in one place. We need smaller government and less government involvement in our lives. The summer of 2013 is over, at least in the unofficial sense. But at conservativenationmedia.com, it's now official. We're all coming to you live at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, every weekday. Have no fear. You can still download our podcast to your heart's content. at conservativenationmedia.com anytime and anywhere, even on your mobile phone. Don't forget to check out our new shows, Second Amendment Forum with Max Roberts, Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael Smith, and American by Design with Bing Fisher. It's pretty easy to remember. Just make sure to join us every weekday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. 718-305-7176, that's the number to call. There's a lot of things going on. It's hard to pick just one topic to stick with. You know, we've got Syria crisis and the Obamacare and just so many different things going on. The million Muslim march, the 2 million biker march, which was pretty awesome watching that video and hearing those bikes roaring down the highway today. So a lot of things you want to share with us, 718-305-7176. But
apparently Obama came out right on time tonight. I'm surprised that he did. I don't know exactly what he's saying because I'm paying attention here, but I do see a lot of remarks here on Facebook. I don't even get into Twitter because it happens so fast over there. It says, listening to this lying bastard, arrest the fraud. The rest of us know. And then this one's Obama. What a pinprick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, here's how I cannot listen to him speak. I just cannot do it. My husband had the radio or the news on earlier. And I'm at that point where they start saying something. And I'm like, oh, that idiot. That's just stupid. They don't even know what they're talking about. It's like, okay, it's time to turn the TV off. I'm talking back to the TV because it's like, I just get so irritated with the stupidity and the lack of truth.
He was so against Iraq, and they're talking, in the hearings they've been saying, it's not another, they're not going to make it another Iraq. And then somebody, I just opened Twitter just for kicks and giggles, but it's from somebody on the right who saw your demagoguery on Iraq during the Bush years. I say, F you, Mr. President, sincerely, your friend. I have to agree with him there.
This is the one thing that he's united people on, I think, is the Syrian conflict, because nobody wants to do it. You know, it's like, no, there is nothing to gain by doing this, nothing whatsoever, except for his pride. At this point in that war, we're not going to gain anything by dropping a bomb somewhere in that country. And we could possibly ignite World War III. I mean, if there is just nothing whatsoever to gain. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course. Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And back live, Women Patriots, on conservativenationmedia.com, 718-305-7176. Your opinion counts. Wow. So let's go from Obamacare to, you know, because they laughed at Sarah Palin because she said there were death panels in Obamacare, which there are. There are. Hello, people. Yeah, government's going to decide whether you get to live or die. And if you're over 70, you're not going to be considered a viable option. The United Nations, okay, this is one that people have laughed at me for years, and you know, because I always say that weather is cyclic, it's a part of nature. Man may have a little bit of effect on it, but you know, I'm not one of the big climate change, global warming. Well, the United Nations panel admits global cooling. The United Nations won't give up its hardline position that global warming is occurring and man is to blame, but at some point it's going to have to deal with the reality of the world around it. Even though they're 95% sure that human activity, the burning of fossil fuels, which is why they're shutting down our coal, so wait till your heating bills get more expensive, is causing our planet to warm. So what are they going to blame the cooling period on? Because one is coming. That's what the IPCC reportedly says. We're headed for a period of cooling that will not end until the middle of this century. And why not? Because there has been a 60% increase in the amount of ocean covered with ice compared to this time last year. The equivalent of almost a million square miles. Yes, that's right. The predictions of an iceless Arctic made in 2007 were wrong, just as the fearful projections of an increase in global warming caused disastrous storms have also been off the mark in a missed by the width of the universe sort of way.
Huh?
Gotta love it, don't you, Barbara?
I'm sorry.
I said, you got to love it. We've been laughed at for years for, you know, standing by our beliefs that, you know, no, you know, you're not right. It's not global warming. But, of course, this is just one of the groups that they use to infiltrate with their socialistic ways is the environmental groups because they're real good at it, you know, protecting everything but the innocent babies in the womb because, again, they're stupid.
Yep.
This little spider can shut down the entire highway that they're building because we thought that spider was extinct. Well, nobody cares. It's a spider. But no, you can kill that baby even if it's born alive. What kind of reasoning is that? I don't know. But I find it very amusing to be vindicated, you know, at least to the people who know me and the ones that I've had discussions with over the years, supported now, you know, by the fact that, no, planet hasn't formed in over a decade. You people are not right. So, but what you looking at? You're looking at something, I can tell.
I know I was. I
That was from a month ago, though. It was just something about the Million Muslim March, but that was from a month ago. But as for global warming, I heard that a bunch of scientists were suing Al Gore for fraud.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And that would be actually, that would be really cool if they did, because, you know, with the with everything else, people were telling us we're lying, you know, take off your tinfoil hat, you know, blah, 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 blah. And lo and behold, all this stuff is true. And some people still say we're lying.
Oh, I know. They're so hardcore.
They deserved it. You know, the IRS scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the conservatives deserve it. Are you kidding? Why would any American deserve to be treated that way? What kind of prayers are you talking? It's just... I know I just got off the topic of global warming. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
The point being is that this whole government is so fraudulent. And it's just not this government. You know, and I say this all the time. Yes, it's happened throughout the years with many governments, with many presidents and administrations. There's been a lot of crap going on for all these years. But it's come to a head, and it's going to stop now. And we're going to stop them. Because nobody's buying what this president is selling. Nobody anymore. Very few people, just his supporters. Whether they believe him or not, they're going to stand by him because he's the president. You know, that.
Which is just insane. Insane because he doesn't even stand for what they believe in, and yet they're going to stand by him.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. You know, that's not rational thought. That's collective reasoning. But and you know, a lot of it is there's been people in Washington too long. There's too many connections. There's too many underhanded dealings going on, and we have to break that cycle. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul are a start, and Mike Lee and some others that are there. But we have got to get these old timers, like I did say, old timers, not old Alzheimer's, but they may even have Alzheimer's. They've been there so long, you know. I wouldn't doubt it, but you all know I'm talking about Senator McCain from the great state of Arizona. Yes, if they've been there 30 years, it's time for them to go. They're too set in their ways. They're too established with the establishment of Washington and Washington politics. And if we're going to have any hope of getting our country back, we have to break that cycle. We have to make it about each state. Each state is to have equal representation. That's what the Constitution says. Two representatives in the Senate from each state. Doesn't mean that no little boy, you're a newcomer, sit in the corner and shut up. That's not what the Constitution says. And the only way to break that cycle is to get rid of the people who believe that way. And that's anybody that's been there too long. So I think,
absolutely.
You know, yeah, I don't know what, 12 years should be enough.
That's too long.
That's two cycles. Well, they get 6 years in the Senate. So, you know, well, maybe just
but that's
one term.
Too long. One term.
Maybe one term
because,
for the Senate?
You know, how many...
Three terms for the House?
I know that the two senators here, Kay Hagan and Richard Burr, I called both of their offices all the time, but I did again today. And I know it's fallen on deaf ears because no matter what, they're still going to vote their way no matter what their constituents say.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Go ahead.
Okay. It really just irks me because that's not their job. Their job is to speak for the people. And I said that at to Kay Hagan today, to her office, because there is a majority of North Carolinians that want the voter ID. There's only a few that don't want it. And she's fighting for those few that don't want it. That's not right. That's not your job. Your
it's
job
not right.
is to go with the majority.
And this is something funny because they were talking to this was happening on the news. They were talking to some of these House representatives and senators that didn't want to vote for the Syrian war. And one of these Democrat women had to throw in there how Dole said, "Well, I didn't have to show a license to be drafted for the war." Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. They don't miss an opportunity. And this is why they kind of brainwash people, because they all have this collective message that they spread, you know, and it's crazy. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.com. We're entering our last half hour of the show. The number to call is 718-305-7176. And it looks like we do have a caller. We have Bill on the line. So let's say hello. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. How are you, Barbara? I was actually just talking to you earlier. I don't know what was going on. But hello, Brenda. This is Bill.
Hey. Hi, Bill.
I was at work, so I tuned in. I was telling Barbara earlier I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on over in Syria. However, mm-hmm. she informed me that you guys were talking about that, so I wanted to give you my opinion. Again, I'm sorry for joining it so late. I was at work. You know, I got caught up working. You know, my boss just, you know, really pissing me off today, made me stay in. I was supposed to be done work at 6 o'clock, and instead, I only got off at 9:15. My dog.
You have a job.
My dog's been in his crate, screaming and moaning for the last 3 hours. Nobody could feed him. No one could take him on a walk. He shit in the crate, and now I gotta clean it up. I have a terrible headache, and now I gotta listen to the news. I wanted to call you guys, and it's just a mess. But anyway, I wanted to give you my take on, you know, all the news going on, but I was wondering, did you have another caller or anything by any chance? And then I thought it'd be interesting to, you know, have someone else's opinion and we could go back and forth, sort of like a little mini debate on our current event thoughts.
What are we going to debate? What do you really want to just say?
Well,
what's your thoughts about your current events?
I want to talk about the current events, you know, things going on with the president, possible things for the next election, just some possible current events. So, I mean, I didn't know if you guys have someone else on or not, but...
Yeah, you're setting us up, Bill. Thanks.
What?
We appreciate you listening into the show. Did you have something you wanted to add about Syria? Because I really think Syria is a big no.
Fuck you. Bring that other person on.
No, I don't think I want to bring the other person on.
Well, and the trolls have arrived, Barbara. So
yeah,
I don't know. We do have another caller. Do we want to chance this one here, and we'll see.
Who
do we have on Skype?
Hey, good evening. Sorry, I didn't even know who that last caller was. This is actually Jeffrey over from Arkansas. I wanted to give my opinion of Syria.
Okay, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe the no one's really noting that the plan that Obama has, he's actually going to actually go over there and shove a missile directly up the president's asshole.
Oh, well, thank you so
nobody
much.
Actually meant, fuck you, bitch.
Children are playing.
Oh, I've been called worse by better.
Oh, I know. The children are playing. But, and they have no idea what they're playing with.
No, they don't. Because,
I'm sorry. Put the professional face back on. Duke, you didn't hear any of that. Okay. But anyway, it's a serious situation. And then what these uninformed listeners don't understand is that it could be World War III. If we do anything stupid like sending a missile into Syria. I mean, what's going on in the Middle East, if you pay any attention to what's going on, finally Egypt is taking themselves out of the hands of the terrorists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and advancing on their strongholds. But we've got Al-Qaeda, Iran, all kinds of people fighting in Syria. And Iran's mining, uranium, and who knows what their nuclear capacity is at this point, because you don't hear about that a whole lot in the news, but they're still mining that uranium, because we haven't done anything to them for mining uranium. And you got poor little Israel sitting here in the middle of this chaos. Yeah, let's go drop a bomb in Syria just because I said I drew a red line in the sand.
Yeah.
And it's their future. It's their future. These two callers we just had, it's their future that we're trying to save, because we're good like that. We're good like that.
They forget. There's so many pictures that go out, and there was this one that really gets me. It's a picture of a class standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, and the students are standing with their hands over their heart, and there's one student with his feet up on the desk sitting down, and then there was a soldier who's in a wheelchair, and it said, "I fought for you to have that right."
Absolutely, and we don't want to respect that. Here's a headline, though. Obama says he asked Congress to postpone the vote on the Syria strike. Yeah, he postponed it because he didn't have the votes to support him. Oh, my goodness, the way they spin these lies, it's just amazing to me. He didn't have the votes to support a strike. Of course he's going to ask them to postpone it, because otherwise he looks like a bigger idiot than he already does, Crazy. I've asked Congress to postpone a vote. Wow. In order to make room for diplomatic negotiations, these diplomatic negotiations that he didn't bother to bring up, just all gung-ho wanted to go in there and use his military to punish Assad for using chemical weapons. Not that it's any threat to the United States, but yeah. Wow, I mean, the spin on this is great. And you know how many people will eat this up?
Well, because they also thought that Putin was going to help them. But now he's not.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. And now here we have this. And now Kerry's claiming credit for the Syrian weapons proposal.
Kerry's an idiot. But, you know, actually, somebody just posted on Facebook, hey, Obama, you spoke about Assad, but you left out the people you want to defend, eating hearts out of the Syrian army. And that's what people are not knowing. They're not realizing that the people that took down our Twin Towers 12 years ago is the people that he's going to be helping.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, we know that these are rebels, that they're not just the Syrian people. They're Al-Qaeda and infiltrates, and they're extreme Islamics. And some of them, there's even reports that some of them actually turned the, you know, gas on some of the people. So, yeah, that's the big question, because it's not like it would have been if we had got in 2 years ago and did sanctions, severe sanctions, to cripple the government, that it would have been the Syrian people themselves. No, the Syrian people are fleeing. They're fleeing the country in order to protect themselves. But this is a good one here. Apparently, John Kerry, his idea in response to a question about Assad, what we could do to avert an attack, he told them that he could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week, Kerry said. He then immediately splashed water on the notion, but he isn't about to do it, and it can't be done, obviously. So, and his aide swiftly set about to walking the remark back, describing Kerry's comments as merely a rhetorical argument. Yet, on Tuesday morning, after the Russians had co-opted the idea and formally presented it to the Syrian government, guess what? Kerry was claiming full credit for their plan.
Yeah.
During testimony.
He's a wonder. He's such a jerk.
Oh, my gosh. How can people not see through this? They must not have eyes to read, I guess. Well, that's right. They don't read Fox News because only stupid people watch Fox or read Fox News or other places on the Internet where you can actually find facts.
Yeah, imagine that.
Facts are really a good thing, you know. Facts really make you more informed, and you get laughed at for presenting them. And, you know, like the global warming.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I get called a liar when I present facts.
Oh, yeah. It's like they just don't believe it. It's like, just go look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't really hurt you. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
Then they call us names. We're back to the Herman Cain tactics, you know, of what the liberals will do. First, they'll try to switch the subject, you know, into another topic, you know. So then they'll invent things, you know, and then I don't think invent was actually the next one, but they'll ignore the facts. They'll switch it up, then they'll ignore the facts, and then they'll start name-calling. So, you know you're winning when they start name-calling. It's like, yeah, okay, that's really great.
You know, this is how I look at the whole Syria thing. I look at it like, did you ever play Ring and Run when you were a kid?
Is that that ding-dong ditch-em where you ring the doorbell and run?
Yeah. I mean, by what Obama wants to do and what his plan is doing just that. Ringing and running. Drop a bomb and run.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's not even a strategy.
Right.
You know, it's not even a strategy.
Not even close.
It's just stupidity.
Yeah.
ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and the most informative guest to Inside Tennessee every Monday. So make sure and check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. But yeah, it's just amazing. Gotta love those name callers.
Yeah, it is. It's funny. It's so funny that when it comes and bites them in the butt, they don't know what it is.
I know.
And they're like, and some people are like, oh my God, how did that happen?
Yeah,
really?
I know.
You know, we've been saying this for a really long time. We're not
crazy. I know. It's just amazing. Here we go.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T, F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty, then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment, and that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And you're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. 718-305-7176. We just got a few more minutes to close out the show, so we want to thank everybody that actually tuned in to listen, and we would thank our callers. We'll take
that
a high road.
Funny.
That was pretty funny. It's amusing to me. It amuses me.
Hey, you got another caller on? You want to talk to? Hey, you know?
Yeah, no. No, I don't. I'm not really stupid. Yeah, right. Okay.
It wasn't last night.
At least for the moment, I think we're safe from the president striking Syria, and hopefully we will get some kind of negotiation going. But like I read in my letter from Senator Dan Coats, how in the world are they going to get these chemicals out of there in the middle of a war? I don't know.
And, you know, they say no boots on the ground, but how are they going to get our missiles in there? There are already boots on the ground.
Oh, yeah, we're there. We're over there in Jordan. We're in Jordan. We've been there. They sent like 100 men or something a few months back. It's been a while, but we're there. We have troops in the area.
The troops taking the missiles in. Really? No boots on the ground. Well, yeah, there already are.
You just don't see them. They're there.
Yeah.
You just can't see them. They're there.
They're invisible.
Actually, they're
just
all
like
over the world
right
now.
Line.
Yeah, we're actually in a lot of places. I don't think most Americans know that we are, that this president has actually sent our men to. So I think a lot of people would be upset if they really understood the scope of what he is doing with our military.
And that's it. He just feeds the American people a bunch of bull crap, and they believe him.
Oh, yeah.
And
because the media covers for him. The media does not report the truth or the facts. The media reports their lies. So, So I think we have Mr. Dukes on the line. Let's bring him live here, maybe. Come on. There we go. Hey, Duke.
How are you ladies doing tonight?
Hello.
Pretty good. Getting a little flat.
I assiduously avoided watching our so-called president on TV tonight. Frankly, I just didn't want to hear what he had to say. And, you know, I decided to spend my time in something that was much more productive and much more important. I was doing a crossword puzzle.
Oh, thanks.
But, you know, I mean, wasting and listening to you ladies and the interesting callers and the interesting conversation. But the, you know, the president, this guy basically has no clue. He's got no backbone. He has absolutely no idea what he's doing. And I simply cannot believe that anybody in the country is actually, you know, giving this guy any credence. It's just unbelievable. I mean, there are even large numbers of Democrats that are fed up with this guy at this point. Anyway, that's, you know, we know he is a second-rate, third-rate guy. However, tomorrow night on Radio Free America, since it is the 12th anniversary of 9/11, I thought that we might discuss terrorism a little bit. And I will be having with me Professor Dr. David McIntyre, who is the author of the very interesting book Centerline, but he is also a professor of terrorism and counterterrorism at National Defense University. He is a West Point graduate. He spent most of his career in service to our nation in the United States Army, and now he is a professor of terrorism and counterterrorism, and it's going to be a very interesting conversation with Dr. McIntyre. Then in the second hour, I have a former United States Army intelligence expert whose name is Victoria Bingham and who now lives in Washington, D.C., and Victoria is going to have some insight. I don't want to use the word conspiratorial, but Victoria is a person who, because of the experience that she has had in the Army and the attention that she has been paying to quite a few things lately, Victoria has some very interesting ideas about who may really be behind quite a few of the phenomena that we've seen in our country in quite a long time. Hopefully, John Kerry will return to his day job as an Easter Island statue at some point soon. But I do think that, you know, right now he is the only thing that has pulled Obama's you-know-whats out of the fire, which I think is it's still unbelievable. But anyway, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com. You ladies have a wonderful night, and I look forward to speaking with you and everyone else tomorrow.
All right,
thanks, Duke. That sounds great. Got some excellent guests coming on, it sounds like, tomorrow.
It should be interesting,
informative. Maybe your D.C. contact could also tell you about this motorcycle thing that's going on there, because I don't know that we're going to see that on the media tomorrow.
No, not on the mainstream media. You will. You know, the 2 million bikers for America were denied a permit to roll through Washington, D.C.
Through the red light.
Free of stoplights. Yeah.
Right.
You know, they wouldn't give them that. I'm sure they gave the million Mohammedans that are supposed to march there tomorrow night that permit. But we'll see. We'll see.
And actually, I was saying this earlier, SOS.
Yeah.
Special Operations.
Yes, Special Operations Speaks. Yes.
Speaks, that was it. They actually have a permit to be there on the lawn at the memorial, and they invited the bikers there.
Good.
So
it
should be interesting.
There's going to be a whole lot of
people. I hope that the Mohammedans get a message. You know, I hope that they get a message. And
in America,
it's about time that somebody stood up to them. Anyway, you know, too much of this stuff at this hour. Yeah, exactly. I mean, too much of this stuff at this hour is going to give me heartburn. So you ladies have a wonderful night, and I look forward to speaking with everyone tomorrow.
All right. Good night.
Have a good night.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And as Duke says, we're actually getting down into the final few minutes of the show. So basic recap, Syria just turns into this big joke. But this president, our president, is obviously, I don't know what he thinks in his little mind, you know. Obamacare, bad for this country, bad for Americans, bad for citizens. People are losing their coverage now, retirees, and you know, even people are being losing hours at work because of Obamacare. Needs to be defunded. Hopefully Dan Coats maybe can get this stalled out until we can get some people elected that are going to do the will of the people instead of the will of the money that flows. And interesting, though, I wanted to kind of point out, Barbara, that over the years, even though we've had Republican presidents, we always had, most of the time, democratically controlled Congress. Because when you have informational voters voting, they don't usually give total control to one office, one of the powers in the central government. What happened in 2008 is all these people turned out just to vote for the first black president, and they just voted straight ticket and sent this whole massive Democratic wave in there, not understanding that the Democrats had control of Congress most of the time when they were Republican presidents. The Republicans have never had a superpower majority in the Senate. Never. Has never happened.
Right.
And this is the problem when you have low information voters. And this is the problem when you have a voter who can't manage to go down to the license bureau and get a photo ID. That to me is a low information voter. It's not about racism. It's about having the gumption and the willpower just to, you know, get a ride down there, walk down there, do whatever you have to. It's not that difficult to get a photo ID. You got to have it to have cigarettes. You got to have it to buy liquor. You should have to have it to vote. Because I think they need to raise the age back up to 21. Because unless you're out there living, paying your taxes, paying your gasoline, and buying these things, you have no idea what is involved in the real world and living in the real world. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You got some weird noises going on, Barbara. So.
I do. Wait a minute.
That's better. Okay, well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And with that, we will say goodnight to everybody. We're going to take it out with a song. See you next week.
Give you the world, but he's gonna leave you crying with your heart in the dirt. single.